Salah.
We thank the Lord that He has given us one more opportunity to be found in His house.
我们感谢主再次给我们机会在神的家中能够聚在一起。
For our meditation today, let's open the book of Ezekiel.
让我们读一段圣经，就是以西结书。
Chapter 36.
第三十六章，以西结书三十六章。
And we'll read from verse 24 to verse 27.
我们从第二十四节读到二十七节。
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, from verse 24 to 27.
以西结书二十六三十六章第二十四节到二十七节。
For I will take you from among the heathen, and gather you out of all the countries, and will bring you into your own land.
我必从各国收取你们，从列邦聚集你们，引导你们归到本地。
Verse 25, And then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you.
我必用清水洒在你们身上，你们就洁净了。我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的污秽，弃掉一切的偶像。
Verse 26, A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I'll take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh.
第二十六节，我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们的里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们一个肉心。
Verse 27, And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them.
我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
We'll read one more portion from Book of John, chapter 3.
我们再读一处圣经，是在约翰福音第三章。
Book of John, chapter 3, and we'll read from verse 1 to 1, verse 8.
我们要从约翰福音第三章从第一节呢读到第八节。
Book of John, chapter 3, from 1 to verse 8.
约翰福音第三章一节到第八节。
There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews.
有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。
The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him,Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou dost except God be with him.
这人夜里来见耶稣说，拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师父的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。
Verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again,He cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Verse 4, Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?
尼哥底母说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？
Verse 5,Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
Verse 6, That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
Verse 7, Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again.
第七节，我说，你们必须重生，你们不要以为稀奇。
The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。反冲圣灵生的也是如此。
We will enter reading of the scriptures here, and we'll seek God's grace and His mercy for His word.
我们读经就读到这里，我们现在来寻求神的怜悯和恩典。Dear
loving Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for this one more opportunity that was given us to be found in Thy house.
我们 天父，我们感谢你再次给我们机会，能够来到你的家中。Thank
you for every opportunity that gives us to come together and meditate on Thy Word.
我们感谢你给我们一切的机会，使我们能够来思想、默想你的话语。It
is Thy desire that we should be the image and the likeness of Thy Son, Lord Jesus Christ.
因为你实在是 乐意我们能够成为被磨成你儿子的形象。And
every time Thou art giving an opportunity as we come together to introspect our hearts and examine our lives and to see where we stand in the light of Thy Word.
每次来到你跟前的时候，愿意来鉴察我们的心，来鉴察我们的生活，使我们知道我们是怎样的来遵行了你的话语。
So dear Lord, as we meditate on Thy Word, help us, help me, and my brother as he translates.
当我们来默想你话语的时候，但愿你来帮助我，帮助翻译的弟兄。
Every word which comes from my mouth may bring glory to Thee and edification to the body.
从我口中所出的话，但愿能够 来荣耀你，并且使弟兄姊妹能够得到造就。
Nothing of myself may put you doubt.
但愿没有一句话是出于我自己。
Dear Lord, Thou knows my frailty.
你知道我的软弱。
My unworthiness.
并且我的不配。
If I only stand here, it is because of the merit of what Thou hast done in me.
主啊，我能够站在这里，实在是因为你所成就的救恩，你所成就的工作。And
the prayers of my brothers and sisters in Christ.
并且是借着众弟兄姊妹的祷告。So
help me and hide me behind the cross, and Thy name may be glorified, and this short time of fellowship may bring glory and honor to Thee.
但愿你能够使我藏在十字架的后面，使一切
In Jesus' precious name I pray.
祷告是奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
So, my burden today is is to share from the book of John.
今天我的负担是从约翰福音来分享主的话。
I have very much been encouraged with my brothers who have been sharing on this book, and it encouraged me to meditate more and more on this book.
我有一位弟兄在分享这约翰福音的时候呢，我深深受感动，我就开始更细心的来默想这卷书。
Because this book talks about life.
因为这卷书是说明有关生命的事。
So, and I think especially in this pandemic time, and especially with so much uncertainty and so many things around happening around the globe, it's important for us to look into this book and to learn few principles.
我们看到疫情在全地的发展，并且在全地所发生的各样的事物，我们知道我们实在需要这本书所发出的亮光。
As I was meditating on the word life, many words came across to me.
当我思想生命的时候，很多的字句就临到我的心里。
So So I just went into Google and tried to figure out what does the word life mean.
我就在网上去查这个生命到底是什么意义。
So some of the things which came up is the source, or the life could be the communication or the meaning. And these are some of the words which came out.
有些呢，就我发现有些字呢是有关来源根源的，有些是说到交通的，是沟通，彼此之间的沟通。
So for example, when we see someone who's just met with an accident or we feel that it's fatal, we just ask, is there life still in him?
比如说，如果是有人出了车祸，我们经过的时候呢，我们就会想到说，这个人到底还活着吗？
Or we say sometimes is that, where do you draw the life from or the energy from?
我们或许是问说，你到底是从哪里领受这个生命呢？或者是你从哪里得到这样的能力呢？
So it could be the source, it could be the energy, or sometimes someone says that it is my life, I will do whatever I want.
所以呢，生命是说明到一个根源，或者是一种能力，或者有人说，我是照我的生命呢，做我所喜欢的事。So
the life also is about the decisions. It's about the choices of what you take each day.
所以生命呢，也在于我们每天所做出的决定。So
my burden today is to address this questions about life from this book.
所以我今天是要来分享的，从这卷书来分享什么是生命。Because
I think as we grow and as our children are also growing, in these challenging times, it's important to understand and be secured and firm on the beliefs and on the Word of God.
当我们自己在成长，我们的孩子也在成长的时候，在这样的时间中，我们实在是需要再从神的话里面得到坚固。So
I would like to start off with, what is the purpose of God? What was the eternal purpose of God?
所以我现在呢，是从神永远的旨意，神的旨意开始。So
the purpose of God was that He wanted man to be the image and the likeness of His Son.
我们知道神的旨意呢，是呢，使我们呢，能够磨成神儿子的样式，他的形象。And
not only the image and the likeness, it also means that He attains the same glory of His Son.
不但是样式和形象，并且呢，能够分享神儿子的荣耀。
Book of Romans,
罗马书说,
chapter 8,
第八章, 罗马书第八章,
verse 17 and 18.
第十七、第十八节,
Book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 17 and 18.
罗马书第八章第十七节、十八节,
and if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together.
既是儿女，便是后世，就是神的后世。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。So
I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
我想现在的苦楚，若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。So,
dear brothers and sisters, Lord is expecting that He wants us, each one of us, to be in the same glory as He is.
所以神的旨意乃是让我们能够分享他自己的荣耀。But
the sad part is that as humans, our focus is always on the punishment, on the sin. But the Lord is focusing on the glory we lose every time we sin, or we are deprived of it.
我们呢，因为是人呢，常常落在一个悲惨的结局里，因为我们通常是注重那个犯罪和犯罪所带来的刑罚。但是神所注意的乃是我们犯罪的时候所失去的荣耀。It's
been in the heart of the Heavenly Father right from the beginning that He wants each one of us to be glorified.
从一开始呢，神就有这样意念, 就是我们能够和他分享他的荣耀。
And that was the very purpose when the first man was created, but we know what happened.
我们知道这是神创造第一个人的 意念目的, 我们也知道后来发生了什么事。
He wanted him to be like him, in fellowship with him, and that he should have the same glory.
他乃是想要他能够模仿他的样式，并且能够分享他的荣耀。And
he wanted him to live by the tree of life.
他要他能够靠着生命树而生活。But
he preferred to be independent. He preferred to have the tree of knowledge. And we see what happened.
但是呢， 他却想要从神独立，并且我们知道所发生的事。
And since then, the sin crept into the humankind.
从那里开始呢，就罪就进入到我们人类中。
And since then, man has been in judgment, man has been in death, and man has been running away from the fury of the God.
我们知道从那时开始呢，我们人就在死亡中，在罪恶里，并且呢，我们想要逃离神。But
our Heavenly Father, He never lost His plan and purpose. He never gave up His plan and purpose for each one of us.
但是父神呢，没有放弃他对我们的目的和计划。And
in His own time, He sent His only Son, Lord Jesus Christ, on this earth.
到时候到了的时候呢，他就将他的独生子主耶稣基督差遣到地上来。So,
I want to go more on this. So, let's go to the book of John, chapter 3.
我想要继续再分享这个思想，所以我们来看到这个约翰福音的第三章，翻到约翰福音第三章。Book
of John, chapter 3, from verse 1 to 8.
从约翰福音第三章第一节到第八节。
So as we read here, we see here is that there is one Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, who is coming to Jesus to visit him in the night.
我们从这边读到呢，有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母呢，他晚上来见耶稣。
And he is asking Lord Jesus and asking him is that how can you do this miracle? Because by that time, people have been seeing the miracles, the marriage of Cana, the miracle where he turned the water into wine. So the disciples and many of the people around, even the Jews, saw those miracles.
他就问主耶稣，你怎么能够行这些神迹呢？因为他不知道这个时候呢，他的门徒会有很多的人呢，就亲眼见过主耶稣在迦南地方，把变水为酒，还有其他的神迹。
And he comes and asks Lord Jesus the question, asking that you cannot, and he says that thou art a teacher from God, and no man can do this miracles except God given him.
他说是你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。
And verse 3, Jesus answers to him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”So
here is the point where Lord is trying to introduce the first time the concept of and talking about the kingdom of heaven.
在这里呢，主呢第一次就提到就神的国。
Except a man be born again, or born new, or born from heaven, in other translations, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
他这里说到说，我是在告诉你，人若不重生，或者是翻译成人若不是从上头生的，就不能见神的国。
So with this sin, which entered in due to Satan, it's very difficult for a man on the earth to know or to understand from the things from heaven.
我们当时因为着我们的罪和撒旦的作为呢，我们实在是不能够了解那个天上的事。
It is very difficult for a man on the earth to understand the heavenly hemisphere, understand what is all in the heaven about.
在地上的人呢，不能够明白天上的那个境界，天上境界里所发生的事。
So here, Lord Jesus is telling Nicodemus is that the only way he can see the kingdom of heaven is that he needs to be born again. He needs to be new.Or he needs to be from above.
在这里主耶稣告诉他说呢，若要看见神国的事，天上的事，他就必须要重生，或者是呢，有一个新生命，或者是呢，从上面的生的。
And when, as we go into verse 5, we see two words which come there. He says that except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
主耶稣在第五节的时候呢，就说到了两个词，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
So, here we, what is water?
我们在这边说水是表明什么呢？
And what does water do?
那个水能够有什么作用呢？
So, I don't want to go there, but as we know is thatIn Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2, we know that the water was used to remove, to bury all the sin and everything of all which existed and to create a new creation. For that very purpose, the water was used.
我们知道在这个创世纪第一章第二节，我们看到这个水是用来呢，把所有的污秽遮盖，并且呢，要预备那个新的创造而有的。
The purpose of water is to cleanse.
水的功用就是要洁净。
If a sinful man like me has to enter into the heavenly domain and to understand the heavenly principles and to understand about God, it is very important that I should be cleansed.
人像我一样呢，这样的人呢，如果要明白天上的事，进入天上，能够体会天上的事，那我就必须要先被洁净。
In the Old Testament, there was some part of this sprinkling of water carried out.
在旧约里面有这个用清水洒在身上的这个仪式。
So, yeah, when any man did any sin.The blood of the innocent animal along with the water was sprinkled on the person.
在旧约里如果有人犯了罪呢，那么这个动物的血加上清水呢，要洒在这个犯罪的人身上。
So it showed him that now with the sprinkling of that innocent, the blood and the water, now no more that sin exists anymore.
所经过这个动物的血和清水的洒净呢，是这个犯罪人知道说那个罪呢就被清除了，清除了。
That's what we saw in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36.
这是我们在以西结书第36章所看见的。
36:25. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean, and from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you.
我必用清水洒在你们身上，你们就洁净了。我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的污秽，弃掉一切的偶像。
If the Lord has to give us a new life, a new heart, a new thing, He has to first cleanse off the filthiness. He has to cleanse, remove all the ruins which exist in us.
当神要赐给我们一个新的心的时候呢，新的事物的时候呢，他就必须要先把我们一切的污秽、罪物呢，都来清除并且洁净。
Then only He can give us a new heart with a new spirit.
只有如此呢，他才能赐给我们新的心，并且新的灵。
So here it says in verse 26 is that I'll take away the stony heart.
他这里第二十六节又说到说我要除掉你们的石心。
We know a stone is insensitive to the things around. A stone is unmoved of the things around. It is so hard and it has got no affections and no feelings.
我们讲石头呢，对周围发生的事呢是没有知觉的，它是非常的没有感觉，没有反应的。
That exactly is our heart before we came to know the Lord.
这就是我们没有来到主面前以前的光景。
We were so immune to the things around.The teachings of the Lord, we didn't understand at all, and we were turning a deaf ear to the words of the Lord.
我们呢，对于主所教导我们的呢，就一点没有什么感觉，也好像是没有听到一样，是聋子一样。
We thank Lord that He has visited each one of us.
我们感谢主，他救了我们每一个人。
And then that He has.Revealed His plan and purpose to each one of us.
并且呢，他向我们呢表明了他对我们的目的和计划。
And we have testified in the waters of baptism.
并且我们都在浸礼里啊都见证了。
Which cleansed us of all the filthiness, of all the ugliness in us, everything the ruins of sin.Which existed in us went away.
我们借着敬礼呢，除掉了我们一切的误会，一切从罪恶带来的那个损坏。
I just wanted to point on here is that if you go to verse 3, John chapter 3, verse 3.
如果我们回到看到约翰福音第三章的第三节的时候。
It says that except a man be born new or born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
他这里说的人若不重生啊，就不能见神的国。
It says he cannot see the kingdom of God.
他这边说到说就不能见神的国。
When you go to verse 5, it says except a man be born of water and spirit,He cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
第五节主说呢，你人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
So we have to understand that these are two stages, two different stages.
我们看到这是两个不同的阶段。
The verse 3 is talks about the very first time we are revealed, the revelation to us, and we are convicted of our sins, and We have a revelation of the heavenly kingdom.
So, 第一个地方讲到见神的国呢，是神的。当我们刚刚信主的时候呢，神就把这个神的国启示给我们，使我们能够看见神的国。
We are revealed about our condition, and we come to know about who He is and understand His plan and purpose for a sinner like us.
他把我们真实的情况显明在我们的里面呢，并且他把他自己的目的和计划也显明给我们。
We understand His holiness. We are able to. We understand His magnificence. We understand that how weak and how frail we are, and we understand what He has done for us.
我们能够看到主的荣耀, 祂的圣洁, 并且也看到我们自己的不配和误会。
But brothers and sisters, this is only one time. This verse 3 is the one time where we are able to understand and we are convicted and where we understand who He is and who we are.
所以这个是发生只那个一次就是我们呢就被我们自己的罪呢来这个自己责备自己并且我们能够看到主认识主。
But verse 5, it says that it's about entering into the kingdom of God.
第五节乃是说到进入神的国。
And this is going to be a constant exercise day in, day out.
这个就说明我们每天所有的经历。
Every day we need to be washed, and every day the Spirit working in and out has to work in us to be able to be partakers or to be part of the heavenly kingdom.
所以这个我们每一天呢就要借着水洁净，并且呢圣灵在我们身上就每次都有工作，使我们能够分享主的荣耀。
So brothers and sisters, we are not only called that we need to be saved from guilt, but He has called us to be partakers of His kingdom.
我们知道我们不是光是从我们的罪恶和罪恶感里面得以拯救，祂乃是呼召我们能够分享祂的国度。
To be partakers of His heavenly kingdom requires preparation, requires of how each day we align ourselves, we show obedience to His word, and each day by day how we progress to prepare ourselves and to have the similar heart and the similar mindset or the way the things, heavenly things are, how we can have it in our heart every day.
所以能够经历，能够分享神的果呢，我们需要每一天呢就走到洁净，每天呢就要顺服神的话语。
Verse 5 says that except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
第五节说，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
Brothers and sisters, it's not only that we need to do the washing, that we acknowledge and our sins are forgiven. But now there is another part, another role also of the water is that each day as we hear His word, through the precious word, we need to be cleansed.
我们当水呢不但说到我们的这个身上的罪污得到洁净，并且呢水也说明到我们需要被神的话来洁净。
We all know that the very first day when we acknowledged Lord Jesus Christ, when we knew Him, when we testified in the waters of baptism, the day we were convicted and we came to conclusion that we're going to live for Him, we're going to say no to this world, we die to this world, but we know that it was not the same each day. Things changed, or each day as we went into this world, trials and situations came where we took on the dust and it became dirty.
当我们信主的时候呢，我们呢就认我们的罪，我们来认识我们的主，并且叫做从水的浸礼中呢，我们就见证这个救恩。但是从那以后呢，每一天生活里面都是不同的，并且我们能够沾染这个世上的这些误会。
Book of Ephesians chapter 5.
在以弗所书的第5章里
verse
26 第26节
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26
以弗所书第5章26节
that He might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word
要用水借着道把教会洗净。
So brothers and sisters, every time as we fellowship, every time as we read the word prompts us, shows us areas where we have gone wrong, areas where we have strayed. From the initial consecration, the initial revelation or the initial determination what we have taken that we will follow the Lord, but eventually we have slided or have detoured from the plan.
So 每一天呢, 在主的话中呢, 就会照亮我们, 看到我们, 是如何远离了当初我们的心意, 来, 来跟随主, 呃, 并且能够把我们带到这个, 呃, 回头的光景。
So we thank God for His precious word. Through His word, we are able to cleanse the filthiness, the dirt which sticks to our feet as we walk on this earth.
我们感谢神借助神的话语呢，能够把我们脚上在路上行走的时候所沾的污秽呢，能够清除。
So this is, brothers and sisters, is the purpose of the water. It removes the guilt, the forgiveness of sin, and also day by day it cleanses us from the dirt we take on.
那么感谢神借助水呢，能够使我们除去一切的污秽，并且借助水呢。 能够使我们每一天在世界上走路所沾在脚上所沾的污秽呢，能够被清除。
When we have such an experience, we see the Spirit working in us through the operation of the Heavenly Father by faith.
所以当我们这样每天经历的时候呢，我们知道圣灵就在我们里面呢，借助我们的信心呢，天父就借助圣灵呢，在我们里面工作。
We see that in Book of Colossians.
我们在这个哥罗西书里面也读到
Chapter 2, verse 12.
第二章第十二节
Colossians 2, verse 12.
第二章十二节
Buried with him in baptism, wherein also you were risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who has raised him from the dead.
你们既受尽与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活，都因信那叫他从死里复活神的功用。
As he starts working in it, as we show our exercise of faith, as he starts operating in us, we start understanding the plan and purpose of the God.
当神的作为在我们里面发出功用的时候，我们就开始能够明白神在我们身上的目的和计划。We
are able to understand the heavenly things. We are able to understand the situations going around because now it is the Spirit which is talking to us. It's the Spirit of God which is indwelling in us and explaining us the deeper things and the heavenly things.
从这样经历里面呢，我们就能够知道天上的事，或者是。 在我们周围所发生的事，因为是圣灵直接在我们的里面启示给我们。
1 Corinthians chapter 2
在哥林多书的第一前书
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12
第二章的第十二节
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12 to 14
第十二节到第十四节，哥林多前书第二章。
Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God.
我们所领受的并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事。
Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
并且我们讲说这些事不是用人智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语，将圣灵的话解释属灵的事。
But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness with him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
让属血气的人不领会神的灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
Brothers and sisters, don't you think how wonderful it is to understand, to know the mysteries which were hidden for with so many wise people, so many noble, but is revealing to each one of us, we, who are cleansed and purchased with His precious blood and and he is now through his spirit revealing unto us the heavenly things. What a wonderful thing it is.
弟兄姐妹们, 我们看到神借着他儿子宝血的洗净呢, 借着圣灵的启示, 能够认识这些事, 乃是那些 地上有智慧的人所不能认识的, 这是何等大的殊荣。
I sometimes wonder, and when I ponder on this, that I know so many people who they're so from the worldly perspective, so intelligent, and they understand so many things which I fail to understand. And how did they do not know, understand the heavenly things, the spiritual things, which God has revealed to me, and they are totally blinded to it.
我碰到一些人呢，在地上的是非常有智慧的，能够明白地上很多的事物呢，是我所不能够知道的。但是呢，这些人却对于神的事却一无所知，也不能明白。And
I thank God that He has found me, and in His plan purpose, and revealed Himself to me.
我感谢神，因为神呢寻找了我，并且把他的计划向我启示。Day
by day, He keeps on revealing His plans. Day by day, He helps us to understand the situations around which people of this world look at and they keep on murmuring and complaining. But for us, His chosen ones, His children, we understand things in a different way.
每一天呢，神就将他的计划告诉我。每一天呢，他把我们周围所发生的事也启示给我们。那么别的人呢，都觉得没有办法了解这些平常发生在他们周围的事，但是呢，神却启示给我们。How
wonderful it is, brothers and sisters! What a joyous, what is joy it is to know the heart and to know the heavenly things and how much He longs and how He reveals Himself to each one of us.
这是何等奇妙的事，这是何等使我们喜乐的事，能够使我们能够认识神的心。As
He starts revealing through His Spirit, now it's time for us to let that Spirit work in us, let that Spirit rule us and lead us and guide us in every day of our life.
那现在呢，我们知道说圣灵在我们里面启示我们，但现在呢， 有了这个启示呢，就必须要跟从圣灵的带领，顺从圣灵的引导。So
now we need to understand this principle which He has, the Spirit which is given to us, and let it work in us.
我们能够需要来认识圣灵在我们里面运行带领的一些原则。So
my burden is that we need to understand this principles from this book. Actually, so far by now, I have just introduced and just given an introduction to this, what I want to share.
我们到目前为止呢，我只是将我这个要分享的那个主题呢，做了一个介绍。那么我们现在就要进到它的主题里。To
make us understand the operation of the Spirit in us.
使我们能够知道说圣灵在我们是怎样运行的。So
Romans chapter 8,
在罗马书的第八章里,
verse 2,
第二节,
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death.
第二节说,因为是生命,圣灵的律,在基督耶稣里, 释放了我，使我能脱离罪和死的律了。The
law of the Spirit of life.
这边说到是生命的圣灵的律。When
you have this law working in us, there are certain characteristics, there are certain principles which evolve from this law.
我们知道这个说到律的时候，就说到这里面有一些原则。
Certain principles which evolve, and when you see those principles, you will be able to see the life flowing in and through us.
当我们能够看见这些原则的时候，我们就看到这些生命在我们的里面的流畅跟进入。
That is what is this whole book of John about. those principles which Lord shared with his disciples and with the people during his time, if we are able to have those principles working in us, we will be able to have the very life of Lord Jesus Christ in each one of us.
这就是约翰福音所要告诉我们的，我们如果认识这些原则呢，我们就能够得着生命，并且在生命中生活。
We all know what a law is. We know that a lot of theories which we have, the Newton's law and Galileo's law, that if we do this, a certain thing is imminent. The action or the result is imminent.
我们知道这个律是什么，我们知道我们有地心引律啊，我们各种的律，这些律呢是告诉我们说，如果我们符合一些条件，行了，做了一些事，那么它的结果一定是必然的。
Brothers and sisters, I want to share this morning to say that if we are able to apply this principle in our life,
我今天所要分享的是，如果我们能够遵循这些原则,
the very characteristics of our Lord Jesus Christ will be seen in each one of us.
那么主耶稣的生命呢，就能够在我们的里面被显明出来。
So I put down some characteristics from the book of John, and my burden is that you will not be able to finish, and of course I have not prepared, but I would encourage each one of you to meditate on them. And as you have seen those characteristics and those principles in your life will be satisfied, your life will be abundant, and there will be nothing lacking in each one of us.
我想从这个约翰福音呢，就说明这些生命所显出的这些特征。 那么我们当然没有时间说明所有的一切的特征，但是呢，我希望弟兄姊妹能够回去去默想这些特征，使我们的心呢能够得到满足。As
you start understanding this more and more, these principles, you will be able to have much more deeper and deeper truth about who you are and about God.
当我们 越来越明白这些原则的时候呢，那么我们就会有更深切的认识自己，并认识神。You
will be able to understand things which God has to do, and understand things which you need to do.
我们就能够更深的明白神在我们身上所有的作为，并且呢，也能够明白我们所需要顺从的和遵行的。So
I would like to share this view, and maybe I would encourage each one of you to meditate on as in your personal meditation.
我来分享一些的这些原则，并且我盼望弟兄姊妹呢自己能够去沉思默想这些原则。
The first one is he is the true vine.
第一点呢，我要提到的是，主耶稣说他是真葡萄树。
He says, "Abide in me, and I in you."
他说是呢，你们要住在我里面，我在你们里面。Then
I am the resurrection and the life.
第二点呢，主耶稣说我是复活，我是生命。I
am the bread of life.
第三点是说到主耶稣说我是生命的粮。I
am the door.
第四点呢是说到主耶稣说我是门。
I am the good shepherd.
在下面就是主说我是好牧人。
And the last is I am the light of the world.
最后一点是主耶稣说到我是世上的光。
If you are able to apply these principles in our life, we can see that there will be nothing lacking in us. We can see that our life is full of satisfaction and our life will be full of joy.
如果我们把这些原则运行在我们的身上，那么我们就会得到满足，我们会得到喜乐。So
today I would like to share only on one of them, that is, I am the door.
那么我们今天呢，就分享其中的一个，就是主耶稣说我是门。Book
of John, we'll go back to again Book of John chapter
3. 让我们再从回到这个约翰福音的 第十章
Verse 8
第八节
listed, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot not tell whence it cometh and whence it goeth, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
对不起, 这是第三章的第八节, 但说到风随着意识吹, 你们听见风的响声, 却不晓得从哪里来, 往哪里去, 反中圣灵声的也是如此。
So, this door, when you're talking about the John was talking about the door of the sheepfold.
约翰说到呢, 主耶稣说我是门, 乃是说到他是羊圈的那个门。
So to the sheepfold there is a door.
在羊圈的周围呢, 有一个门。
The shepherd will open the door and all the sheep will go in, and that's the place where they rest the night and where they are safe and secure.
到了晚上的时候呢, 这个牧羊人就把这个门打开了, 羊群都进到那个圈里面, 他们能够得到保护, 并且安全, 并且能够休息。
Imagine if this door is closed, what will happen?
想想看, 如果这个门是关住的, 那么能发生什么事呢?
So, the shepherd cannot get in.
那么牧羊人自己就没办法进入。
Brothers, this is important for us, is that we need to open the door for the Spirit to flow in so that it can speak to us, it can prompt us, it can speak to us, and it can encourage us and build us.
我们要知道我们需要把这个门打开, 是圣灵能够进到我们的里面呢, 朝我们里面有交通。
So the Spirit can come in, as this verse says, the wind bloweth, and it can go in, and it can tell us, it can talk to us. Of course, it cannot be seen, but people who know us can experience that there is the Spirit of God working in us.
他这边说到,焚睡着意识吹, 你们听见风的响声, 那么圣灵能够,虽然是看不见, 摸不到, 但是呢, 他向我们说话, 我们自己能够经历。
The sheepfold, the sheep, I wanted to break up into three stages of the day.
我想要把这个羊圈呢, 或者是羊群呢, 分成三个阶段步骤。
Every morning, the shepherd comes in and he opens the doors and the sheep go out.
每天呢, 牧羊人来, 就把门打开呢, 这个羊群呢, 就出去了。
The second stage is the daytime.
那么第二个步骤乃是在日常的时候,
where the sheep are gazing and under and being overseed by the shepherd.
这个羊群呢, 就在吃草, 并且牧羊人在看守他们。
And then we have the evening when the sheep come back and the shepherd opens the door, gets them in, locks the door so that everything is tight and everything is safe and secure.
就傍晚的时候呢, 那么牧羊人就领他们回来, 开着门, 他们能够进到羊圈里面,使他们能够得到安全的照顾。
So every morning, the shepherd comes in, in the morning, the shepherd opens the door, and the sheep go out.
每天早上呢, 牧羊人来, 打开门呢, 那么羊群就被领出去。
The moment the door is opened, the moment the shepherd speaks, the sheep come out because they recognize him.
就当那个牧羊人把门打开的时候呢, 这个羊群呢认出这个牧羊人的声音, 就跟他出去。
Only when the sheep hear his voice, then only will they step out.
只有当羊群听见牧羊人声音的时候, 他们才出去。
Brothers and sisters, how do we begin our every morning?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 我们每天早上是怎样过的呢?
Do you step out only by when you hear the voice of the shepherd? Or do you, the moment you get up from your bed and just take shower and go to work?
你每天出门以前是不是先听到主的声音呢? 或者是你只是早上起来以后呢, 马上去冲个澡就自己就出门了?
Whom are you opening your door every morning?
是谁为你开的门呢?
Do you take your time every morning to open your heart to him and meditate on the word, through the word, as he examines you, as you share with him, and he reveals his heart and his plan and purpose to you?
每天早上是不是把你的心门打开，让主进来呢，来和你交通，把他今天想要向你说的话告诉你。
Brothers and sisters, as I work in the marketing field and in so many areas, I see so many people who in the early in the morning, they are so down, they are so, actually they are almost half asleep.
每天早晨呢，我在工作的时候，在各个地方呢，看到很多人呢，在上班的时候，其实他们非常的脆伤，并且呢，他们好像是在一半是在睡觉一样。
They're so disconnected. It's so difficult to communicate with them. It's so difficult to understand them. And some of them, till the time they do not have a coffee going into their mouth, they cannot even converse.
每天早上呢，碰到这样的人呢，就很难和他们交谈，很难告诉他们什么。他们如果不先喝几杯咖啡呢，就简直没办法和他沟通。
But brothers and sisters, for us, it is the word of God. It is the shepherd speaking to us, and with that voice, we are able to come out because we know it is He who is going to take care of us the whole day.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们呢，乃是主的话，主在我们里面说话，主来把我们带出我们的家门。
One of a writer has said like this day that how you define your morning, how you work out the early morning, the rest of the day is it defines the rest of the day.
有位作者说的，一日之计在于晨。
I would highly encourage each one of you is that don't step out of your houses.Don't get into any work or responsibility without hearing the voice of the shepherd.
So, 今天在这里劝每个弟兄姊妹呢，不要离开你的家门，也不要从事任何的责任的事物，直到我们先听了牧羊人的声音。
Now, as we begin our day, as we start taking our various responsibilities,whether it is the housework or whether it is we work with secular jobs, as we interact with the various people of this world, we know that our overseer, our heavenly Father is overseeing us.
当我们在从事各样的责任、各样的事物的时候呢，如果我们听见牧羊的声音，他来带领我们出去，那么我们知道天上的父在时刻的看顾我们。
Pressures, challenges, and adverse situations, but you know that your shepherd is there. He's overseeing you. You don't need to get anxious. You don't need to get worried. You don't need to get stressed out. But lean on to him because you know that he is the one who is overseeing. And he's around. And he's the one who is helping us and guiding us.
就算是遇到了一些难处和棘手的事，我们知道说我们的牧人，好牧人就在那里。他要带领我们，他要看顾我们，我们就不会土伤，我们就不会失望，我们就不会紧张。
Brothers and sisters, it is my experience, and I can tell you is that each day when, and I know the days when I don't read the word of God, I can see the day, how the day goes. And I know the difference the day when I read the word of God and have a family prayer, I can see the day difference. And it's totally, I can make it a clear difference. I can differentiate out.
这是我自己的经历，当我不读主的话就出门的话和我这个读了主的话和家庭每一个人一起祷告了以后再出门呢，我可以发现那天的情形是完全不同的。
And then the evening comes back, we all return home. Where we come to our homes, where the sheep come to the home, where the shepherd shuts them in,And the sheep are so secure, they do not have to worry about the wolves which are hovering around and who are looking out where they can find a small hole to penetrate and eat the sheep.
当傍晚到了晚上的时候，那个羊群就回到圈里，那么他们就会得到平安的看顾。这个时候呢，虽然是外面有野狼的野兽的呼嚎，并且呢，这个圈的围墙上可能有些洞口没有补上，但是我们知道这个羊群呢，知道说这个好牧人在看顾他们。
and we can go to our beds safe and secure that our great shepherd is looking and taking care of us, ourselves, our family members, whether they are any part of the world, we know that they are safe and secure because he is in control and he is overseeing everything.
当我们睡觉的时候，我们知道说，我们的好牧人的看顾我们，不但我们自己的安全，并且使我们的亲人、家人呢，在世界上各个地方，神都会照顾我们、看顾我们。We
can also say like the psalmist, "Thy rod and thy staff they comfort me."
我们像那个诗篇23篇说的一样，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。One
characteristic, if to know whether we are following him or not.
有一个事呢，我们可以用来衡量我们到底是不是遵守主。
Is our heart restless today? Are we so discomforted? Are we so, we freak out, or are we so fretting for small, small things? That's one sign to know that we are not in touch with our shepherd. And we need to again bleed. We need to again, and to call him, so that he can come to our rescue.
就是我们的心，当我们的心里面不安的时候，我们就知道我们没有遵行神的话。 没有听从他的话语，这个时候呢，我们就要再回到他的面前，向他祈求，打开我们的心，让他再一次能进到我们的里面，带领我们。The
sheep hear his voice and follow him.
羊听见他的声音，并且跟着他。Brothers
and sisters, whose voice are you listening today? And whom are you following today?
弟兄姊妹们。 你们听从谁的声音呢? 今天早晨
Our Heavenly Father has planned and has a purpose for each one of us.
我们的天父，我们的主呢，每一天对我们都有一个计划。
He has given His Son, Lord Jesus Christ, and He wants us to live His life into us.
父神已经把他的独生儿子主耶稣给了我们，他要我们每天呢，能够和他交通遵行他。Are
we willing to live that life? Are we willing to be the part of this heavenly kingdom for which He has chosen each one of us?
我们愿意能够分享神的国，经历神的国，就是他为什么要每天来选召我们的原因。But
brothers, they can be also a caution. And there can be a warning. And this is one thing which I really was, when I read this verse, and we can also read this in the book of John, chapter 20, verse 9 and 10. We'll read.
我们来读约翰福音第二十章.
John, chapter 20, verse 9 and 10.
第9节和第10节.
For as yet they knew not the scriptures.
因为他们还不明白圣经的意思。
We can be the sheep who don't listen to his voice. We can be the sheep we don't heed to his messages. And we can be like the disciples, which verse says in verse 10, they went away again to their own homes or to their own business.
我们虽然是神的羊群，但是呢，我们可能听不到他的声音。 我们也并不明白他说的话，我们就像那个这个门徒说的一样，就是回到自己的住处去了。Brothers
and sisters, let us not be like this, like these disciples.
但我们不要像这个两个门徒一样。We
need to know him. We need to know his scriptures, and we need to follow him. We do not have to go back to the place, the same place from where he called us, to the old life, to the old habits. And to the old nature.
我们需要听主的话，能够明白主的话，不要像这两个门徒再回到他原来的地方、原来的光景中。The
children of Israel, God called them from Egypt. They went through the baptism of Red Sea, and He wanted to reveal unto them how they could depend and how they could have their very life when they were wandering in the wilderness. But the sad plight is that their eyes or their heart went craving for Egypt. And this is a warning for each one of us.
我们知道神把以色列人呢从埃及地带出来，经过红海的禁地，在旷野的时候呢，神把他的旨意告诉他们，但是呢，他们的心仍然向往做埃及地。
Let's focus on the Heavenly Father and His principles which He has set before us, that each one may be applicable in our lives, that we may be able to allow His law working in us, and all these characteristics could be found in us, and that we may be all be prepared for His coming each day.
但愿我们能常常纪念我们的父，并且呢，能够遵循他的原则，并且使我们每一天能够经历我们的主，并且遵循他。
May the Lord bless the word, and in whatever limitation the word has been shared, the rest of the things He may speak to each one of us, and may encourage us that we may walk in the Spirit.
但愿神能够祝福他自己的话，虽然我们交通的非常短暂，但是但愿神能够祝福他的话在我们的心中，来祝福每一个人。
May the brother please pray for the word.
但愿那个领会的弟兄能够帮我们祷告。
我们一起祷告。Let's
pray together.
父啊，感谢你，你保守我们。Lord,
we thank you that you have watched over us.
让我们有警醒的心。Let
us have an alert heart.
借着我们所领受的信息，不断的警醒我们。
From the message that we have received, may you continue to remind us.
紧紧地跟随主走,
to follow closely after the Lord.
也愿我们所领受的话语继续说在我们心里面。
May the words that you have shared with us continue to be spoken in our hearts.
祷告靠主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.